Our next guest is Deputy Mayor and Area-Wide Assembly Member Maria Gladyszewski to give us instructions on how we can sew protective gowns to help local health care providers. Deputy Mayor Gladyszewski, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Scott. Can you hear me?
I can. Thanks for being on Juno Afternoon today.
Excellent. I've never done one of these before on the telephone, so this is great. Thanks.
It's nice to have you here. So tell us how this all came about.
So this is information in the pandemic speed of pandemic, at pandemic speed. So things are moving really quickly, and we're learning and adapting as we go. People want to help, and so they're looking for ways to help. And social media has all sorts of possible ways to help. And we wanted to make sure that those things were actually helping. And it's really the community support, the community coming out to try to do something helpful has been great. So there's sort of two paths to this. People have been donating their N95 masks that they've had in their shops and in their garages that they had bought for woodworking or other things. So that's great. Those are coming out of the woodwork. The Valley Paint donated theirs. The art teacher at the high school donated boxes of them. So, you know, that's one avenue, the actual devices that are needed. And then people started asking about, is there something that can be manufactured here that would be useful? And Dr. Lindy Jones thought that for a small number of workers, for those who are doing at the CCFR, the fire department, at the testing center, and also home health aides that were going into people's homes, that Tyvek gowns could be useful for them. So again, this is not for the hospital. Now this is for a limited use. And so Hal Doherty at Capital Canvas has been working on a pattern made out of Tyvek, and he's been working on those for that use. The infection control nurse at the hospital has decided that she does possibly see a need for washable gowns and secure lightweight face shields. So, she's suggesting that they're not PPE, they're not hospital use right now, but she advises to go to a hospital-approved sources. Like there's a site for Providence Hospital that has lists of things to make. So this is just illustrative of an issue in an emergency like this. There's a lot of threads of information, and we're trying to get out to the community the best information, and it is changing super rapidly. So appreciate everybody's, you know, your efforts at getting information out and everybody's efforts at trying to be clear about what's needed. And again, as the message has been, please make sure you go to the CDC or the state COVID page or the city's page for actual requests and actual reliable info, because there's a lot of info that people are trying to be helpful on social media, and it's really, really, it's getting more difficult by the day to sort, you know, truth from fiction.
Got it. So please correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like people here in Juneau, we can do a couple things. We can learn how to make gowns out of Tyvek, and we can also learn how to make gowns out of material that we may have at home. Is that right?
So the best source for volunteering is through our incident command, which is our emergency operations center. And so if you want to volunteer or be a part of any effort, whether it's this one or helping deliver food or helping children, you know, it's really helpful to go through that source. So go to the city's web page and the COVID-19 link. There's a big button. There's several big buttons. One that says, I need assistance, and one that says, I want to help. And it would be super helpful if you would go to there and fill out that form. There is a phone number as well. But what happens when you call the phone number is that someone then has to type your form in. So if you have the capacity, please fill out the form. If you know of people, you know, particularly older people that need assistance, you know, give them the phone number. But that is going to be the repository of all of these things. It's interesting. Everybody in the community thinks of a different thing, and there's lots of things to implement. And we're trying to organize it in a way that's helpful, and that's what goes through the Emergency Operations Center so that we can allocate resources to the thing that's needed at the moment. And as this progresses, it's going to get more confusing if people don't understand to try to go to that source. And again, volunteer through that site, through the city's COVID-19 page. There are people, there's a whole team of people that are figuring out how to allocate those resources to the thing that's needed most.
All right. So we should all go to the Juneau, the CBJ website, click on the COVID-19 box and say either we need assistance or we want to give assistance, and we'll be directed from there.
Yes, that really would be the most helpful. If you happen to be a sewer, there's a Joann's Fabric actually has a whole national campaign for making masks. Again, our hospital is not asking for that help. But you can go there if you want to do that sort of thing. The worry about cloth masks is that it might give people a false sense of security when really the message is physical distancing. That is the thing that's going to stop the spread of the virus. Physical distancing, we've been calling it social distancing. And just recently I read the WHO has even started to talk about physical distancing, but social connection. And that really resonated with me in Juneau. I mean, and they've shown that communities that have stronger social connections survive better in emergencies like fires. Obviously, no one studied a global pandemic in this, but fires and tsunamis, and after that's over, researchers have gone in and see who does better and who does worse. And who does better are communities that have strong social connection. So the idea of physical distancing but social connection, I think, is really good for us, for Juneau. I've also seen a hashtag now called Alone Together. Mm-hmm. And I think that's another way to frame it. Again, no template for global pandemic. We are all learning as we go. And it's really great to see Juneau stepping up in all kinds of ways. Physical distancing, social connection.
All right. Deputy Mayor Gladyszewski, thank you so much for spending time with us on the phone today. Again, go to CBJ's website and click on the COVID-19 button to see how you can help. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.